Coming from the First Baptist Church, and I want to Father God to know the joy in that land. Sure enough. Oh, yes. And if you're in Jesus, it's joy in this land.
Yes,
hallelujah. You don't have to wait. It's joy here.
Yes.
It's about joy. It's joy in serving the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Hey, praise the Lord. Everything is all right.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Next, we hear from St. John Hasty, Mount Moriah. St. John Hasty. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Our two selections will be, for the rest of my life, I say yes, Lord, as room at the cross.
Yes.
For the rest of my life,
Oh, yeah.
When it comes.
Yes, yeah, sure
enough. So many have come, there is still room for one. There is room at the broad.
Let me say that again.
There is room.
Yes, it is.
At the cross for you, there is room at the cross for you.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Though millions have come, but there is still.
Thank you.
mountain around for those two beautiful little men. Lord, keep me every day.
Yes.
And I know you and I will. Waking up with our minds still on Jesus.
Amen.
And we ask him to keep us every day.
Amen.
We'll enjoy those two blessings. Now we hear from our Gethsemane Baptist Church Hastings.
Thank you. Thank you.
just have a little faith tonight. You know, find out that Jesus never failed. Yeah. Yeah. Pompous temple for those two beautiful selections.
Yeah.
And then the church has been overlooked. We will not have announcements. Spring Street, St. Augustine, Florida. The pastor, officers, and members, we greet you in the name of Jesus. It is the time of the year for us to plan our annual Friends Night. We, the members of St. Luke Church, invite you and yours to share this service with us. Date 12, 1985, place 19 Spring Street, time 7:30 p.m. This service will be a spiritual blessing for all that attend. Looking forward to seeing you. Yours for the sake of Christ, Evangelist Aquila Baker, sponsor, Overseer James W. Baker, the pastor. Church, you are invited to our choir's anniversary on Friday and Saturday night, 7:30, February the 8th, 8th and the 9th at 7:30 o'clock. Please come on the night that is most convenient for you. We are looking forward to having you with us. Please come and help us to lift up Jesus in songs of praise. Thanking you in advance, Sister Ben Lewis, President, Sister Doretha Hackett, Secretary, Reverend John Young, the pastor. I'm sorry, To the officers and members of New Mount Island, we, the members of Third My Table, would like for you all to come and help run the service February 17th at 3 o'clock, thanking you in advance, yours in Christ, Sister SMA Young, Chairman, Sister Victoria Lundy, Secretary, Reverend Noah Young, the pastor.
Sarah, I'd like to make an announcement. Usually we always pass out invitation out tonight, but however, they're not ready. But just take note, please put down this date. 23rd of February, First Baptist Church, we put it to him again after we leave St. John's folks. 7:30, please come, everybody. Full Saturday, just in case this date not right.
On the 16th of February, the St. John's River Baptist Association going to have a red and white banquet at the Women's Quarterly Club building.
Yeah.
And all of the district and friends of the district are invited to come. Some of you haven't gotten your little donation yet, but you get. The donation is $5, and we have five containers asking everybody participate and drop something in. Container one is the $5 container, or anything from one up to five. And the one who's putting more than a five near 10 certificate. And then the next one will begin at, I think it's 10 going on up to 20. And then the next one will begin at 25 going on up. And it's going up to 5,700. And all those containers will get a gift certificate. We've secured some already. Buckets of chicken, gas, grocery gift certificate, and a whole lot of gift certificates. All because you are going to share in get that building. By next year, this time we open, we sit up in it. We can do it if you have a little bit of faith and willing to share. But if you stand it, Uncle Sam will get it. If you stand it, the doctor will get it.
Amen.
If you stand it, the highway patrolman will get it. If you stand it, the pipes will be busted. If you stand it, honey, you won't even have a job. If you are standing, if you are standing, the church suffers.
If you are standing,
if you open up your hands and be willing to share, God will bless you. You know, I've been watching that crew of Dan Carolina, Jim Baker's crew. I call it Jim Baker's crew. Did you know those folks are giving and building for the name, in the name of Jesus? And I believe they mean it too.
Amen.
We all went through 84 and we still live. Mm-hmm. People are just dying. People are sick and a lot of things happen. And I think we better make it so man and do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you one thing, Uncle Sam is taking mine. And I made it up. I'm going to give more to good company. And I hope to see all of y'all there that night. Feasting and enjoying and sharing in those buckets. Now, Mr. Wright done told me he's getting a bucket of chicken. Lovitz done told me what his gifts are that you are. And some more of them going on. And the gas people need things. I'm not going to them because we are buying that gas. We're keeping them in there. So y'all come. And on a Saturday night, 7:30, all those choirs and groups from our church, Saturday having a musical extravaganza. We got the last one organized with the stewards, singers, and they are having this. They need some money. They trying to get some money. So money, if you make one step, the Lord will make a heap of money. We don't know what anybody's going to bring. So let's come together. I'm so glad I came out here tonight. Remember, I didn't know you had that many choir members. I just want to compliment you. Because I haven't forgotten that last meeting the district had. Did y'all know they had some food here? And it was good food. And they were so loving. Thank God. And that little young choir, where are they? Over there. That's what they say. Weren't they good?
Amen.
They just kept on singing. And this little young group, I like to see young folks in the band. Because I heard a man say on the television this morning, if you don't have any converts in your church during the year, you are dead. And if we don't train these children up, the church going to die.
Now we have our financial report. January 2019, senior choir anniversary. Special effort. $95. Churches, Mount Palmer, Alaska, $20. St. John E. Tyson, $5. Elizabeth Baptist, Orangeville, $5. Mount Zion, Farrell Point, $5. Athena Mido, St. Augustine, $8. Humphrey Temper, $10. Third Mount Table, Galveston, $10. $55.
public offering, $111, with a grand total of $261.
Jesus said, if you will come, you shall come. If you won't come, you shan't come. So we're not begging. We're not going to quit begging people. People is too old, too old, too stubborn to beg anymore. You beg mute. You don't beg people. We ask that all our people would be here Sunday. Sunday school, service. To this great union choir, we are obliged in rising out of hand to all of you, bidding you God's blessing wherever you go, wherever you be. God bless you.
Amen.
God be with you. Amen. All of you here.
Thanks a lot for being here, meeting you all again in the new year. Say, keep on singing and lift the name of Jesus up.
Amen.
And take the word of God in.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I left home, amen. A man said that flu was headed this way. Thank God. Let us quit claiming the worstest thing. Mm-hmm. We claim all kind of things. Praise God. Refuse the fruit and all the other bad things that go along to make you feel bad. Refuse them things.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Oh, you hear me? I got this and I got that. Mm-hmm. I said, but what you claim, you got it. You claim it, it's yours. You got it. It's yours. So whatever it do, however it handle it, it's yours. You keep claiming it. You ain't want to get shut up. But let's keep claiming. I got it. You got it. Amen. Praise God. I don't want to be a doctor, but don't say like you're doing me no good. But you keep claiming.
Amen.
You just keep claiming. You ain't trying to get shut up. Amen. Praise God. I just thank all of my companions being here. She fuss at me because I get up early. I have a reason to get up early. I like to get up early and get out the door. I ain't no house fella. Couldn't stand the heat and I have to get out the door. Praise God. It's been freezing, but amen. I can live if I can get out there in that air. But I can't stand no heat, but a very little heat. I never could. I get out there and work full on bother me. I get out of work. A lot of people claim all this your sickness. Amen. God wants you to be healthy. Amen. Praise God. He don't want you sick then. Let us, amen, praise God. Look at Jesus, him high and lifted up. So much. Amen. So I told the preacher that. I told him, I said, I see him this week that he had a big overcoat on and a hat on. I said, yeah, you may tell him, got you now. Now you're trying to wrap up. He said, yeah, you told me about it. I said, no, but you felt good. I said, now he's golfing. He has him for President's Day. Yeah, I said, oh, so you got a big overcoat on there and a hat on there. Mm-hmm. I said, but I tried to tell you how to take care of yourself when you was younger. No, you wouldn't pay me no attention for nothing. Yeah, you told me, but I'm doing it now. I said, yeah, you're doing it now because you're claiming something. You got this cold. He be claiming he had a cold for a whole week. Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord. The Lord told my wife to do something, but the Lord didn't tell me to do it. I get up every morning and beat up doing it. Now, the Lord didn't tell me to do it now. that you told her to do it. Amen, praise God. But I get up on she do it and be her doing what the Lord told her to do. Amen, I don't have no coat.
Yeah, what is?
Amen, praise God. Amen, I don't have no coat. Amen, praise God. And I thank the Lord for it. But the Lord told her to do it. Amen, but I don't believe the Lord did it here. Amen. Praise God. And I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for a short space of time. Amen. Praise God. You know, a lot of people say what the Lord told them to do. The Lord told them to do something right. Amen. Amen. I love to test it. Praise God. By faith. You can believe the Lord. It'll work. Amen. Lord, that's to believe that. I ain't told her, amen. She told me what the Lord told her. I ain't never said nothing to her. I just get up, amen, praise God, and do what she do. Amen. Go on outside by my business, amen. And I thank the Lord, it works. See, I ain't got no coffee. Amen, praise God. And I ain't coffee. Amen. As y'all pray for me.
Amen.
We have one friend, Christian friend, that came here tonight to hear us, papers, and hear us all over the world. Mm. Ain't that sweet?
Amen.
Thank you so much, Reverend Ward. I see lots of familiar faces tonight. I've been going to lots of programs for the last, I guess, 2 weeks, and I found so much good music around. My name is Mary Ann McDonald, and I'm from the Florida Folklife Program over in White Springs, and all the tapes I'm making will go in a library over there in White Springs right by Live Oak, so people can come and listen. And thank you all so much for having me as your guest. I've enjoyed the program. Thank you, Reverend Ward.
Was anybody said about it? You ready to go? We fixed to go.
I just want to say, I want to thank everyone. I want to thank Sister Sparrow for this wonderful ceremony she did for us. And I also want to thank Sister Morgan for this wonderful devotion. And I want to thank all the choirs, each and every one of them. Without you, it wouldn't have been a success.
Amen.
And if there's any time y'all need us, just feel free to call us. We'll come and do our best. But we come and do our best. Amen. And we have some refreshments in the kitchen.
All right. God be with you.
Before we dismiss, I'd like to present a flower to the director of our choir.
Amen.
Small token of our love to our 11 president. And as this vine grow, I hope our love will grow and the Lord will help us grow.
Amen.
Just a little bit too, Chairman. You know, I do love him here in my prayer too.
Yes.
Because you all know. Maybe the preachers and the deacon don't know. But all his choir, all your choir, you all know. I've been trying to direct how it works for the best of my knowledge. I thought I was doing something good, but what I want to say now is it goes back to work. And you know what our president said the other day in his ordination? He said, you and I will see nothing yet. Don't tell no more now. They ain't seen nothing yet. All you got to come, you all got to come. like the older I get, the better I want to get.
Amen.
Amen. The same is for the Lord.
He loves to talk. He just like his pastor loves to talk. And he can't sing.
Amen.
Have you ever seen the other person that couldn't sing?
Christ, rest and abide with you people this boy and I forevermore.